A brand new law just signed by President Obama will give a lot of federal employees the ability to start drawing retirement funds from the Thrift Savings Plan much earlier than had been allowed in the past. It's called the Defending Public Safety Employees Retirement Act, and it applies to several federal positions that are already eligible for early retirement. Tammy Flanagan is the Senior Benefits Director for the National Institute for Transition Planning. We talked about the new law earlier this afternoon.
What did Congress have in mind when it passed this law? Has there been a hue and cry over this among this early retirement eligible population over the years?
Yeah, Jared, it has been amongst a certain group of federal employees, and these are the employees who are covered under what we sometimes refer to as special provisions for law enforcement officers, firefighters, Customs and Border Protection agents, and air traffic controllers. And these are all employees who can typically retire at a very young age, sometimes as young as age 46 or 47, but typically around age 50. And for those employees who have, done their due diligence and are able to actually retire in their 50s, the one stumbling block, especially for our FERS retirees, is that they've had some penalties for trying to access their TSP accounts when they retire younger than 55. So this new law is really going to be welcomed by that group who want to have that access without being penalized since they are able to retire at that young age.
On the other hand, you point out in your column that it may not always be wise to take that early withdrawal.
Yeah, and I find that sometimes to be the case, because even with or without the penalty, when you take money out of the Thrift Savings Plan, for the most part, it's going to be taxable. The only part that's going to be tax-free would be if you have Roth money, and that's something very few employees have a lot of at this point since it's so new.
Right.
So we forget that, even though we may not be penalized with a 10% tax penalty, the federal tax rate, once you add your FERS retirement and maybe a Social Security supplement, and then take some money out of your TSP account, you might be paying 25, 28% federal tax on that money. So that's something to really give thought to, especially if it's going to push you into a higher marginal tax bracket. Be sure that's really in your best interest. Do the tax planning before you make the election to withdraw the money.
And that's especially true if you do it all in one lump sum, which is
right.
An option, right?
Exactly, yeah. If you're going to take a monthly check, which I think is what this is really ideal for, then, of course, you're going to pay tax as you receive it. But if somebody wanted to, for instance, take out $150,000 to pay off the balance of their mortgage, really assess if that's in your best interest. You're giving up the mortgage tax deduction, and then you're going to add to that probably a higher tax bracket or two based on the amount of that withdrawal. So if you're not sure about the taxes, find someone who is. Find a CPA or an accountant or someone who does taxes every day for a living, and they can advise you before you make a mistake that's going to cost you more than you expected.
Are there, for example, situations you can think of where it would make sense for someone to take the early withdrawal?
Yeah, sure, because I have seen people do very, very well with FERS. Believe it or not, even though we've sometimes given FERS that bad nickname of, Congress did this to save the government money, it really has worked out well for many people who understood how the TSP worked and understood how to make the most of their federal benefits. And so for those folks who can actually afford to retire at 52 or 54 or 50 even, taking a monthly check from the thrift where you can direct how much you take each month and change it from year to year is really a good way to be able to manage your retirement income. So for those folks, I think it's a great improvement for them and allows them in many cases to be able to enjoy their retirement years.
You mentioned at the beginning firefighters, CBP officers, air traffic controllers, but I think there's some that you refer to that might be eligible for this early withdrawal, like intelligence community employees. What's the might be in those cases?
Yeah, see, this is under Title V of the U.S. Code where this law took effect, and other employees such as Foreign Service officers and members of the CIA that are also under special provisions that can retire as early as these younger ages, their law is changed under a different part of the U.S. Code. And so it's probably, it would take a different act of Congress, which will probably follow, I would think, as I see many of the same things that change the law enforcement community will sometimes be extended to those benefits for intelligence communities as well. But, we'll have to wait and see because that wasn't specifically mentioned in this particular law.
Mm-hmm. While we have you, Tammy, I wanted to also ask you about the big news of the day, which is, the broad context of the OPM cyber breach and, of course, today's resignation of Catherine Archuleta, the OPM director. I mean, first of all, this implicates so many people, including a lot of retirees and soon-to-be retirees. What should they be thinking of beyond credit monitoring services? Is that about all they can do at this point, proactively and on their own?
Right. Yeah, we saw this happen before when the TSP had a breach in security, and the same type of thing was offered where the employees and retirees who were affected were offered credit monitoring, and that was highly advised. And the same holds true here, is that you do want to take any precaution that's offered to help protect your identity and help protect your security. So definitely, in fact, this hits home because I've had security clearances, and so therefore I got the letter in the mail as well offering me the credit protection, and I signed up the day it came. So I think, you know, whatever is being offered is going to be at least something better than nothing. I'm not sure, you know, these days with technology moving so fast that we can keep pace, but, you know, if there's something we can do to protect ourselves, by all means, I'm going to take advantage of it. And I'm glad that they're offering at least some level of protection. I hope it does become permanent rather than limited, but we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, 3 years for now, but Ms. Archuleta, before she left, said on a press call yesterday that she was exploring the possibility of making it a basic, permanent, lifelong benefit for federal employees.
Unfortunately, like who knows if that's going to happen now that she's stepping down, but hopefully whoever takes over at the helm will see fit to do a similar type of protection for everyone affected, because it was just massive, as we all know. It was just a tragedy.
Looking at her tenure, you know, both in the context of cybersecurity and everything else that she did since she took office back in, I think it was October of 2013, how would you reflect on anything that she did while she was at OPM?
Yeah, I kind of hate to see her go in many respects, because I did see a memo, I think it was a memo that she had published a year and a half or so ago, right after she took office. And she had made recommendations that were very solid and very, very much going to be able to solve these problems of retirement processing at OPM. And it was kind of an appeal to Congress that these changes needed funding, but they were certainly had some validity to them. So I was really hoping to see that take hold and have her accomplish that goal of getting the retirement processing to a much better level. And she has made strides in that by making changes. So. From that aspect, because that's the only part that I deal with is retirement processing, I really give her credit, and I hate to see her go.